Blog Talk Radio.
Because of your prayers for me, I'm still here. Anybody, anybody else?
Look at your neighbor and say, made it. Look at your neighbor. Somebody let Bishop Morton out, 'cause I feel a switch in this thing. Yeah. I hear you stand. I hear you stand. Yeah. I ain't supposed to be on this floor, Dr. Lawrence, but I'ma have to tell him I'll pay for it later, because Bishop Sapp, when I look back over my life, I had to remember this position right here. It will win all the time. Yeah, I made it.
Amen, amen. Never could have made it without our Father. First, we want to God, who's the head of my life and should be of yours. Welcome, welcome to World Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm super excited. The woman of God will be on shortly. So get your pen and paper together and get ready to hear a word from God just for you on today. The scripture this morning is Ecclesiastic. Sorry, I'm putting it up. Ecclesiastic 2 and 24. It says, there is nothing better for a man that he should eat and drink and that he should make his soul enjoy his labor. For this is also that is from the hand of God. I'm sorry. There is nothing better for a man than that he should eat and drink and that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw that it was from the hand of God. Father, I want you to come on this morning. Less of your daughter, more of you. Let her decrease and you increase in her. Speak to your servant today, Father God, so let the women of God know what you have for them to hear on today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I definitely want to give out a shout out to all the countries that's listening in. Of course, the United States, Jamaica, the Netherlands, Italy, Pakistan, Romania, Thailand, Hungary, Botswana, Italy, Portugal, India, Ireland, United Kingdom, South Africa, Mexico, Russia, Bulgaria, Germany, Hong Kong, China, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Nigeria, Ghana, Brazil, Japan, Paris, and Canada. The reason why I shout out to these countries, because listen at this, some of them cannot openly praise God like we can. They can't play their gospel music like we can in our vehicles and jam it and have it loud. They can't do that. Some of them will be killed. Some of them will be stoned. Some of them will be put in jail. But we openly on this side of the globe can. But remember, pray and intercede for those. Think about Israel. It's babies that's getting killed over there, as well as women and men. But the children that won't have a chance to live their life because of the foolery that's going on over there. Continue to pray for them. Continue to pray for each other and know that God is able. We're stronger together. I say this all the time. We're stronger when we're together. Keep pushing through. Don't lose focus. It might be weary right now. You might be going through some things. But no, God sees you. Remember, we leave him. He don't ever leave us. We're the one that backs up from him and forget who he is. He's right there with his arms wide open saying, come on, baby, I'm here. If you hear anything else that you understand from me today, let me say this. Know that the Father loves you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Keep standing on the word of God. Remember, 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, to walk by faith and not by sight. You have power in your mouth to move mountains. We know the weapon may form, but check this, it will not prosper. Read the word of God. Study for yourself so you'll know who you are in Christ. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. First, want to speak or if you need prayer, we're going to go to a musical break. And remember, smile. Tell someone good morning. Say hello. You might not know that might be the only nice thing they hear today. We'll be right back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Tell one more person. If you're looking for somebody, he's gone. And he don't need nobody else. There's no question of your greatness, no searching of your power. Oh, the wonder of your glory. To you 40 years is but 1 hour. Your knowledge is all encompassing. To your wisdom there is no end. Oh, for you alone, our God. You are God alone. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth is here always. You are He who was and is to come. Who is He that can number your days? You flung the sun to burn in space, and the night moon found light from day. Oh, you alone, your God. Your God, Elohim, you're everything I need. You are God alone. Now run to the King.
God is good all by himself. He does not need any assistance from us. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak of me prayer. I'm not going to prolong this time. I'm presenting some, introduced to others, my sister in Christ, my prayer warrior, somebody that has a word from the Lord just for you on today. Good morning, Lady Denise. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to mute. I'm excited. I have my pen and paper right here. Here with the Lord downloading
goodness,
you on this morning.
Okay.
Look. You know how
you.
We are? I'm excited. So
yeah. You know, I didn't fight you on this one like the first time.
Come on.
All right.
The floor is yours. Go
good
right ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. I am completely honored, and it's a privilege to go before God's people. Anytime I get up to speak or just talk or where, if I'm just in an intimate setting with some friends and family and God has me to say something, I still get that nervous, tingling feeling. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. Because when I used to go out there on that basketball floor and get ready to do what I do, I still was nervous. So I'm going to go back and forth to the carnal state and the spiritual state. So I'm going to need you guys to just be patient with me. Lord, I thank you right now this morning that you give me this privilege again to say, feel whatever you have me to say, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords, Lord God. I decrease right now, Lord God, as you increase in my life, in my vocal cords, in my thoughts, in my limbs, Lord God. And I thank you for the ones that have come on this morning, Lord God. Lord God, whatever they have come to receive, Lord, I ask right now that they receive it in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. It's in your holy, precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray. Again, I want to say good morning for those that are listening. I'm going to ask you again to be patient with me this morning. When I accept this right here, this platform again, I was like, oh, Lord, God has not given me anything to say, anything, nothing. I've been praying. I was fasting, looking for old notes, couldn't find anything. And this morning I said to my daughter and my sister, and I was talking to my youngest son, I'm like, I still don't have anything to say. And then I took CJ to school, came back, and I still praying, and I'm like, Lord, what is it that you have me to do? And then this is what came to mind. It was necessary. So I'm telling you, whoever listening, it was necessary. Whatever you went through from January to here we are in December, it was necessary. I'm not going to quote a lot of scriptures today, because God says, no, feed them what you've been going through. That's the only way sometimes people can receive things. Because I had to go back and think about, how did I become so close to my God? Okay, I'm going to need y'all to make this personal, so be patient with me this morning. And again, I'm going to keep saying that, because I have to make this thing personal so you can make it personal, okay? I didn't understand all those scriptures. I didn't, you know, and people can quote them like really quick. Well, I'm not that person. But don't get it twisted. I do understand scripture. And I'm telling you that are listening that you don't understand the scriptures, you don't want to quote, you don't have to. Do it the way God showed you to do it. I promise you, once you create that relationship with God, you hold on to that relationship, however that relationship is. See, a lot of times we get caught up of what we see and what we hear, and we miss our purpose, okay? So I'm here today to tell you whatever you went through from January to now December, it was necessary. It was necessary for you to come or grow into the purpose that God has put out for your life. Your purpose, not mine, not Denise's purpose, but your purpose. We all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. So in order for us to get into our purpose, guess what? We're going to have to deal with ourselves. Sometimes we don't want to deal with ourselves, our old, ugly, mean self. So if you have a mirror, get your mirror, get you a pencil, and get you a piece of paper. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that when I do get through on this platform this morning, that you will be able to look at yourself, deal with yourself, and be provoked to your purpose. Okay? No, this, I don't want to hear no New Year's resolution and all that. Because if you're not in your purpose, the New Year's resolution is whatever. It's not going to work about 2 or 3 weeks. And then you're going to go being the same old person you was in 2023. So I am, here I go, going back to corn. I'm going to double dog dare you, as the preacher man say. Look into the mirror and let's deal with ourselves this morning, okay? Because each of us, no matter who, to or far, no matter where, I'm just saying, once you deal with yourself, promise you, I can tell you this because I've done it. I am a living testimony when it comes to dealing with Denise, D, Lady Miles, Grant, whatever you call me, but I have to deal with myself, okay? Because you got to get that mind and body connection, okay? Once in my life, I've had so many traumatic experiences, so many traumatic events, okay? And it comes in various ways. It could come in a car wreck. It could come in death. It could come in divorce. It could come in marriage. It could come with your children. It could come after what? The number one issue sometimes is the church people, okay? And I do not claim to be a church person. I know this may sound like, but she a pastor's wife, she go to church. But that doesn't mean that I'm a church person. I deal with myself, okay? All the traumatic events that I've gone through over my years, it can be so overwhelming that we can contain it, we can suppress it, and we don't deal with self. We don't deal with self. And then later on, we project all that stuff on someone else and make it, oh, it's your fault. Oh, it's their fault. Oh, they did this or they did this. But what did you do? Denise, I'm talking to myself. What did you do, Denise? Were you too this? Were you too that? Or were you too much of this? Or were God was giving you signals, warning signs? And you already know those Bible scriptures, the ones that, you know, have to be these theologians. I'm not saying anything about that, but sometimes you got to give it to them in layman's terms. So when you get that red flag and you know better, God then gave you the warning signs, but you proceed to do this and you proceed to do that. And then when something come up and they betray you, they lie on you, and you want to get upset with them. No, it was necessary. You gave it all to them. Denise, you gave it all to them. Now, let me balance it out. I'm not saying don't love on people. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there are some people come into your life, and I'm not about to quote no cliches. They come into your life. You know when you're supposed to give them this. You know what you're supposed to do with that. You know what you're supposed to do. But yet, you get so tied up into looking at all this stuff around the world. Oh, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And you forget the purpose why those people come into your life. I'm talking about myself now here. Don't get off the line, okay? Because need to listen to, I'm talking about Denise, nobody else, mind and body connection. Now, if you profess and proclaim to have this awesome relationship with God, God is going to always lead and guide you through the Holy Spirit. Ha, right there. Yanks on your coattail, yanks on your shirt tail, even make you stump your toe a little bit sometimes, or even maybe mash your finger, and you be like, why did that happen? I just don't understand it. There's your warning right there. There is your guide to say, you talking too much, but yet we tend to do what? We didn't have a little beer or wine or whatever you have. I'm talking about Denise now. Don't get upset with me because I just told y'all I was talking about myself. And we get comfortable. See, everything that we do from the time we wake up until we lay down, our day is purpose and preordained, predestined. It is ordered no matter what we do and how we do it. It is ordered already. It is designed. Every appointment, every time, it is designed. I had to learn that. Denise had to learn that. No matter what we do in life, God is the beginning and God is the end. Once we get that understood, guess what? We will live our days better. We will see things better. We won't be projecting and perceiving things because this is what happened to us. Because what happened to me may not happen to my daughter. What happened to me may not happen to my sister or my brother, my cousin. So if we stay, and like they say, in our lane, I had a lot of people say this year, I need to stay in my lane, but I was not sure, Apostle, I wasn't sure what my lane was because I don't understand in my lane. Well, I stayed in my lane September the 2nd, but yet a tire came crashing through my windshield, but I was in my lane. So I didn't understand that and still don't understand it because God hadn't showed me, oh, you stay in this lane at the church, or you stay in this lane with the children, you stay in this lane here. So, again, when you wake up in the morning, sometimes I don't even go to sleep, and God is showing me and telling me what to do and how to do. Now, I can say that's my lane because God then showed me how to do it, what to do. Some things I have accomplished, guys, and I know it may seem like I'm all over the place, but I'm just telling you about me because Denise can be all over the place sometimes, but yet through God and the Holy Spirit, I get it all done. It can't always be Denise's. Well, when it's Denise's, Denise's got to do what? Denise got to counsel the program, got to counsel this, got to counsel that, because God didn't tell me to do that. So then when that happens, guess what? I got to go back into the lane. That lane right there is which I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, that's to hear God's voice. So when people say, stay in your lane, you're absolutely right. Let me go back and talk to God about it. I don't get mad anymore. I used to get offended. Stay in my lane. What do you mean stay in my lane? Then God had to show me. When I get out of hearing God's voice, yeah, I'm out of my lane. Because there I can't fulfill my purpose to whomever that is around me or whatever my job is to do in that 24-hour day. So I'm challenging you guys. When people say stay in your lane, okay, you're right. Let me go on and have a little conversation with God. Don't get upset with him like I did. Now I'm talking about Denise now. Now we're going back to our traumatic event, okay? Everyone has had a traumatic experience. If you say that you haven't, all I can say is God be the glory, okay? So once we go into our trauma and we acknowledge our traumas, okay? Listen to me clearly. I'm trying to help some people. Okay, because I had to help myself, okay? I used to say, you know, we're going to go into meditation. So if you're on this recorded line or this broadcast, I need you to just close your eyes and relax now. This is us finding us. I did a lot of this myself. So therefore, I can tell you what happened when I did it. Okay? Close your eyes. Breathe deeply. Okay? Closing your eyes. As you're relaxing your mind, your body, your spirit, your soul, stop worrying about the clothes and the wash, what you're going to cook. Just relax just for a moment. Just for a moment. Breathe deeply in and exhale. Whatever you have, uncross your feet, go into a receiving mode. If your hands are closed, open your hands. You can't receive anything with your hands closed. So open it. Have a heart for God's people, ears to hear, okay? Now, this is what I need you to do. Close your eyes, and as you're closing your eyes and you're relaxing your body, because you can only, you got to remember, you can only control yourself. I had to remember that. I need you to relax. So now, what I need you to do is understanding the state that you're going into, okay? Your feelings, your emotions, your body, whether you have an aches and pains. This is very important, okay? Remember, I began and I said, we're going to be talking about mind and body connection, okay? Because we got to save ourselves so we can go out there and go into our purpose, okay, for 2024. Notice how you're feeling right now if you're actually doing what I'm asking you to do. Notice if your face has become relaxed, your heart is not pounding, your mind is not thinking about what errands you have to run, what you have to cook, the clothes and the laundry, the kids. Don't answer the phone. Because sometimes you have to be at a vulnerable state in order to receive what God is having us to do, okay? And what better state to be vulnerable when you're alone, alone. So keep your eyes closed and breathe, okay? Whatever you're feeling, I need you to feel it and be real about it. If you're angry from yesterday, be real about that anger. If you're sad, be sad about it. But I need you to be real about it. I need you to be real about it. And no one knows what you're doing but you. No one knows what you're doing but you. No one knows what you're looking like right now. If you feel like you need to cry, cry. Cry. We need to get ourselves to where we are able to do God's work. But yet, if we're not being true to oneself, then there's no way that we can go out there and be true to God's people, because I'm going to tell you, just like you feel things, the people that you're out there trying to empower, encourage, they feel it too. So let's right now, let's let go of some stuff that we're holding. Remember, everything from January to now, it was necessary. You cannot get upset about what you allowed, because God gives us warnings before we are allowing people to destroy us. So anything that you're feeling, allow yourself to feel right now. Okay? 30 more seconds. Make sure your face is feeling it. Every feeling that you're feeling, allow yourself to feel it. And if you're having problems with it, guess what? Be patient with yourself. We're so hard on ourselves, okay? So whatever you're holding on to, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Let it go. Let it go. I'm telling y'all, this is what Denise had to do. When Denise realized, Denise, you really can't control nobody but Denise. You can't control your children. You can't control your friends. You can't control those people out in the street. All you can do is what? Control yourself. So if we are God's children, joint heirs with Jesus, we are the light of the world, supposedly being ones to go out and say, hey, there's a better way of doing things. There's a better way of saying things. But yet we still toe up inside. I'm asking right now for that to be released in the name of Jesus. Release it. I kid you not. It's going to feel good. You're going to feel good. If you think you don't supposed to go through troubles and trials, you are mistaken. Because I just told you that we were what? Joint heirs. So that's supposed to come. That's going to happen. It's how we deal with it when it do come. Oh, now I need you to open your eyes. And just remember, when this broadcast is over, you go back, get in that mirror, look at yourself. You cry, you scream, don't tell nobody, because they're not going to be able to handle it. That's why you have to do it yourself. Your friend not going to be able to handle it, because if you tell them, they're going to look at you different. Your sister's not going to be able to handle it, because guess what? She's going to try to help you, and she can't help you. Your children are going to. You'll tell your children they're not going to be able to help you. They're going to feel sorry for you. They don't want you hurt. And guess what? You putting all that on them. Remember I said earlier, you project it onto other people. So I am challenging you not to. You can only help you. You know if you're a liar, stop lying. You know you're a thief, stop stealing. You know if you're an adulterer, if you're this, if you're that, you know who you are better than anybody. I am, and listen to me, I went through this. Denise. So I'm able to tell you what I done for myself. Denise doesn't have to have everything perfect. Everything doesn't have to be organized. They don't have to look like me. They don't have to smell like me. If you stop trying to project how you feel about yourself onto other people and just love on them for who they are, but just know who they are, I'm going back to that carnal state. You know DMX, God rest his soul, he's the best one to tell you. You know, a snake going to be a snake. A snake going to bite you, right? A liar's going to what? Lie to you. A thief going to what? Steal from you. So, again, all this stuff that's going out in the world, this stuff called TikTok and this AI stuff, guess what? I'm not saying I'm unbothered. I'm unbothered because I've healed my inside. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I've stopped trying to say, you can't do that. Don't do that. Guess what? Because they may not do it in front of me, but when they go with somebody else, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. They're going to do it. So I had to learn, look here, Denise, let them people find themselves on there. I can't save nobody. But guess what? I thank God today that Denise saved herself. And when I tell you I feel so good, I feel so good all the time. I'm not bloated. I find stuff that's going to heal my body and my mind. I save myself. I can't save my friends. I'm not going to tell you that it didn't hurt or it felt good. No, it hurt because I felt like I needed to be there. I had to be there. Even though you get shut out, you get to, because guess what? Once you heal yourself, I kid you not, everything that's for you, going to be for you, the people that are around you, are going to be for you. The materialistic things are going to be for you. Just the other day, I put on a jacket that I haven't worn in a year. Guess what? Found money in my jacket. I said, thank you, Lord. It's going to be for you. Everything is already designed. You just got to stop being trying to be the superhero. That's the unnecessary trials and tribulation I put on myself, trying to save people that really can't be saved by the knees. I can't save these people. But, no, I don't use that word but, because it cancels out everything that I said, because guess what? But I do know someone who can save them. And that's where I come in. When I save myself and I keep my strong relationship with God, just by people looking at me, listening to me, the backstabbers, the ones that tried to destroy my marriage, destroy my home, just tried to take me out, guess what? I love you. Come on back. Come on back. I have nothing, no ill will, no harm, no malice towards anybody, and it makes me feel good. So I say, oh, you look like you're glowing. Yeah, I am. Oh, you look good. I know. I'm gorgeous. That's not boasting on myself. That's boasting on what God has done for me in my life, has healed me through me. Healed me through me. I had to heal myself first. I had this awesome young, I can't say little girl because she don't think like a little girl. But I know she's just 7. And she was telling me about this necklace her auntie had bought her. And she said, but my brother was jealous. I said, well, why your brother was jealous? I don't know, because he got one too. Her and I had this whole conversation on jealousy, a 7-year-old. I said, well, what do you think jealousy comes from? People not being patient with God? Oh, my God. When I tell y'all, this little girl said, jealousy comes from people not being patient with God. It gave me, when I tell you, it gave me chills. I said, girl, get on out of my truck. We're going to be late for Bible study. A 7-year-old. So listen, when you have these children around you, listen to them. Talk to them. The elderly, I tell people all the time, Apostle, when it comes to children and the elderly, I'm gung-ho on them. I mean, when I say gung-ho, I mean I will do anything in my might to serve them. Now, all that stuff in between our silly selves, Lord have mercy. That baby says, from people not being patient with God, because her brother got one too. He got a necklace. She just was giving hers first. But he got the same necklace. And when she said that, I said, Lord, have mercy. You know that scripture, out of mouth of babe. So don't get upset with the next door neighbor. Just be patient. That's what the baby said. Be patient with God. Some of us, we can't even handle it because we go out there and we spend it on the wrong thing. That money that I found, I put it in church plus some. I doubled it. I doubled what I found in my pocket. I doubled it. I doubled it because I know what type of God I serve. So, again, I'm not sure how much time I have. I want you guys to think about your mind and body connection. I hadn't talked to Apostle Tashima in a while, and when we did speak, we did come to find out that our body was in this healing moment at the very same time, going through all the same symptoms and everything. We are going to be connected whether we want to or not. We are going to be connected. So, again, don't get upset when people tend to betray you, people lie on you. And I know it's easier said than done because I wanted to do some head busting. I'm like, that's my word. Like, how dare you try to destroy me? But now I know different. I know what angle that it comes from. I do. Because I still got to love on them. I still got to love on them. Apostle, I still have to love on them people.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And here's one thing. Oh, listen to this, and it goes. It's going to go back with the mind and body connection. It says here, one of the healthiest habits to learn, take nothing personal. Most of the time, it has everything to do with them and not to do with you. Live by this or suffer unnecessarily.
Jesus.
So I don't want to suffer unnecessarily. I know I'm going to have to suffer. There's trials and tribulations going to come. But it just clearly states it always goes back to who? Me, you. Look in the man in the mirror, Michael Jackson sings this. If y'all go, and I know some of y'all might say, oh, she's doing too much. I've been known to do too much, decorations, do everything. Go and listen to the lyrics. Not listen to the lyrics. Read the lyrics about the man in the mirror. I already did that. I did that. The man in the mirror. Go. It's Michael Jackson who sings it. Read the lyrics. I challenge everybody on this live broadcast to start with the man in the mirror. I can really assure you that it will help 100%. And then you will be able to live in your purpose that God has placed in your life, because it's going to happen regardless if you do some soul searching, if you heal yourself or not. I'm just trying to help you do it in a better way instead of, you know, harboring all these traumatic events inside your body and you get sick and trying to figure out where all this illness is coming from. It's because you have not looked at yourself in the mirror. Okay?
That's right.
And I thank you. I thank you, Apostle, for inviting me. Like I said, I had no clue what I was going to speak on. Sometimes God has me writing notes sometimes then, but there was nothing. And as God says, as long as I be transparent to the people that are around me, God has me. There is nothing that can touch me. I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on God. A lot of people, I look at TV every now and then, and I look on the internet, and people get upset with people that are very confident and walking like they can't be touched. But then they don't understand the relationship they have with God that allows them to do that on a day-to-day basis. So now that I have, and I just got it, I kid you not, it's December. I had the collision in September. So between this November thing, I'm going to say around Thanksgiving, that's when my confidence boosted up and high rocketed to where, hey, it is what it is. God has me. God has showed me time and time again all these collisions, all this, people coming at me, yet I have not been touched. It's just like going into the fire and not smelling like smoke. My clothes are still bright and shiny new. I am royalty. I will hold my head up high, and I will profess and proclaim that I am God's child. I am God's chosen one, so I will not be touched as long as I stay aligned with God's will for my life.
Come on.
As long as I stay aligned what God is having me to do, I am going to stay on the top. I don't need no crown of glory. I don't need all these higher houses. I don't need no jewels. I don't need no car. I don't need no big house, no fancy jewelry. I am royalty just by sitting here in a T-shirt and my pajamas talking to God's people. I am royalty, and you want to know how I can say that is because I have healed myself. Therefore, I have this connection with God like no other. I don't go out to hurt people. I don't like that word, oh, the cliche, oh, hurt people. No, no. People just hurt people just because they want to. Because how do you know if they're hurt? How? So everybody has been hurt in their lifetime. Everybody is still, and this is the season, holiday season. You know, the best thing you could do is smile. When you see people on the street, smile, because you never know what they're going through. You never know what they're going through. My child right now, my youngest child right now at 8:45 is standing before these people trying to dictate his life. But guess what? I know a God that
Come
I
on.
Serve that's got my child. So guess what? That's why I'm on this platform trying to tell y'all to heal yourself. Therefore, you don't have to worry about your child. Of course, you're going to be concerned, but they could possibly try to do harm to him. Remember, I said possibly try. But I know a God that is all-knowing, everywhere, always. So that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. If my daughter says it, this. Come on now, mama. Everybody grown. But yes, I am challenging everybody on this platform to actually heal yourself. Stop trying to feel sorry for you, yourself, no pity parties. Because guess what? If you really, really think about it, there's someone worse off than you are. So just stop and get up. Get up.
Jesus.
I pray right now that everything that I've said has and will provoke you into your purpose. Go into the highways and byways. Be a beacon light in this life. Don't wait till it's too late. Don't mean, I should have, I could have. Because it's over with then. The only thing I can say right now, Apostle, that this one lady that I call Mother Edwards passed away in October, okay? She passed away at the end of September. She got buried in October. But a year ago, she had me and one of the sisters at the funeral home getting her stuff ready. See, I had no clue what she was doing. I thought, like, oh, Lord, we here all this time. And she didn't have her biological children there. She had me and Sister Thomas there at the funeral home planning her funeral. Not knowing a year later, she had it all worked out. All worked out. So when we are provoked to our purpose in the things of God, God already has everything lined up. It's already ordered. It's already predestined. The assignment is there. We just got to heal our old ugly selves. Look at the man in the mirror. Heal ourselves. When I tell you I thank God for healing, I have no ton of cement bricks on my shoulders or my heart because my heart was becoming hardened at one point. But yet you got to release it. I don't know how you will release it. I'm not telling you to release it like I did, but I had to make it be known so I could be accountable for it. And therefore, all of it, God just lined it up. Went on a seven-day cruise, had a lovely time, came back. And now it's just, when I tell you, even if my household not acting right, it doesn't bother me. I just say, oh, well, I might say something about it, but it don't hurt my heart. It doesn't hurt my heart anymore.
Right.
Because I know now that I can't control that. I can only control how I react to everybody's actions. And that's because of my mind and body connection with who? My grand architect, which is God.
That's right.
I love you. I love you. And I thank you for giving me another opportunity. I don't know what God is doing in my life, but whatever it is, when God say go, I'm going to go. Because I know there's a lot of sisters, there's a lot of men, there's a lot of everybody needs help. Everyone, the children is not exempt. Nobody's exempt. And until we find our own healing for ourselves, we cannot help anybody. We can get up there and talk and pray with them 1,000 times, but yet if we are not healed in our own self, there's no way that we can help anybody else. No way. And stop trying to judge people. Let them have their responsibility with their relationship with God. I do not put myself in a box. I listen to Apostle. I listen to Minister Farrakhan. I listen to Old Baptist preachers. I listen to this. I listen to this. It's up to me with the Holy Spirit direction to decipher what's for me and what's not for me. Can you imagine, Apostle Douglas, when you're riding around the neighborhood, you see 5 and 6 different churches before you get to a red light?
Come on.
So in that neighborhood, out of that 5 and 6 different churches, just imagine if there was only one church with one mind, with one body, how powerful we all could be. But yet we got to have our own church. And, you know, we got to have our own church. We got to have this. We got to have that. But yet if we come together as one, like Frankie Beverly said, we are one. If we come together as one, you know what type
stronger
of
together.
Power, that dunamis power that we can have. We don't have to worry about who's put in the White House or who's the governor. Because guess what? We're going to come together as one. And guess what? That power, which is God, G-O-D, that reigns the whole nation, it would be so powerful. But we get, like the little 7-year-old saying, we get jealous because we don't want to be patient with God. So we got to create our own this, our own that. So we got all these little mechanisms and organisms instead of coming together as one. Coming together as one. Because when it's all over and said and done with, the only thing that God looks for us to do is love one another. That's it.
That's it. That's it. You're absolutely right. You spoke.
And with that, I'm done.
Today.
I'm done. Just one. Just
you
love.
You were so important today.
So I thank you again. I love you. I love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Same here. And what people don't understand, and I'm going to share this, our oldest children was born on the same day.
Oh, yes.
No, our baby was on the same day, the baby. So people don't understand the divine connection. It's not always us that's connecting with people. God connects us with the right people at the right time. Yes, some fell off. Okay, that's fine. Some fell off. But when he connected with people that will push you and lift you up when they see you falling, not laughing or talking about you or trying to forget that you was there for them when they get on their feet. See, that's what it is, a selective memory. A lot of people need to do a self-check. You were so on point. Look in the mirror. Like Michael Jackson said, the man in the mirror. You are your worst enemy. You are your worst enemy. You beat yourself down. It starts with you. People come into your life for a reason. Absolutely. Whether it's seasonal or lifetime, they come into your life for a reason. Like the woman of God, your mind and body need to be connected. Sit back.
Yeah.
And do a self-check. We must stay in our lane to hear God's voice. And when you go in the other lane, you're missing what he's telling you to do because he's trying to save you. For she was just in a major accident in September. Listen to me well. If she had not listened to the word of God, to God's voice, she could have been gone. But because she's a daughter of a king, a royal priestess, beautiful and wonderful and made by God, he told her what to do at the right time. People, you better get right. We can't live off of me, mama, and big mama prayers anymore. You got to go to the Lord for yourself. You have to have the relationship with just you and him. You got to know him. Like she said, close your eyes, relax, and breathe. Try it sometime. Life is life. As one of my sisters say, life be life. Hell is real. It is Lord today.
Yes.
Life be life. Yes. I'm serious. We all go through things. We all need somebody that we can call and talk to and know it's God, you, and them. God can show you the right person to talk to. My words is, God, show me somebody's heart. I'm tired of wasting my time and my all on unappreciative people. Hello, who am I talking to this morning? Because there's some people that's some snakes, real live snakes, sisters, and they sissing for real.
Yeah.
Brothers, and they hissing for real. It's real.
And God shows you. We usually miss the warning signs because we so, I'm not going to even say gullible, but we're in our feel-good moment. Oh, we feeling good. Oh,
right.
She drink, I drink too. You know, oh, she be saying them words. Oh, I say them words too. But God shows us. But yet, because we're in our feel-good moment, we are, okay, don't worry about that, Holy Spirit. Don't worry about it. I got it. No, you don't. No, you don't. And then you get mad because she didn't lie on you and dog you out. So don't get mad at them. Just say, missed the moment. Let me get that balance.
Missed the mark.
Because through it all,
but
they
see, it was necessary. Like you said, it was necessary.
It's necessary.
For that to happen.
Yes.
It was necessary for that shift.
God is a mighty God. God is a mighty God. God is a mighty God. We just have to always know that sometimes we have to slow down, like Apostle said, slow down, stop what we're doing, ask ourselves, what am I feeling? What am I feeling right now? Because there's another cliche that says, you're making me feel some type of way. So what type of way is there? So God is specific, God. So call that feeling out. You got to call it out. I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling lonely. I'm feeling disgusted. I'm feeling surprised, excitement, thoughtful, no, depressed. I went through a depressing moment. I mean, but I had to heal myself. So you got to ask yourself, does this feeling match the situation? I need some time to sort this out. See, I'm talking to myself now. Then I have to ask myself, right? Why am I feeling like this? What just happened that made me feel this way? See? So don't say, that made me feel some type of way. Tell me that you're upset. Tell me that you disgusted or you surprised or you mad at, mirrors were disappointed, amused, hurt, bitter, jealous, relieved, whatever it is. Because some type of way, you leaving all this, think about it, some type of way. So I can put in angry. Now, this is me trying to perceive and project this stuff on you because guess what? You didn't name it. Call it out. Once you start calling stuff out, guess what? It's going to leave you. You're going to be purged. All that stuff going to be dropping off of you. But you got to call it. You got to call it out. Oh, I'm sad right now. I'm sad because da-da-da-da. Guess what? Get to praying and watch. You will no longer be sad. You have to call those feelings out. Oh, I feel some type of way. What type of way is that? Because if you said in front of me, I'm going to say, well, what type of way are you feeling? Because you're around me and I don't want to project me. So we're going to call that out. We're going to call it out. We're going to put that name to it and we're going to call it out. Because if we don't call it out, guess what? Then all that some type of ways, whatever those ways are, can be compiled. And then you act in a fool and don't know why.
Come on. Come on.
You don't know why.
Before you go.
Your children acting a fool. Your husband acting a fool. Your sister, your brother's boy. You just said some type of way. You did not call it
right.
out. God is a specific God. Call it out
so we can deal with it.
And so it can go on and flee so we can go on about our Father's business.
And sometimes people don't want to hear you call it out, and that's okay. As long as you release it to God, he'll take care of the rest. You don't have to put your hands on it anymore. You don't have to keep talking about it. Once you give it to him, I guarantee you he can take care of it better than you.
Amen.
Where can the people contact you if they want to hear a word from God or want to connect with you? Share if y'all have any upcoming events at Heights. Share. You know we're big on support.
Right. Well, right now, my church home is Height Missionary Baptist Church. That's spelled with H-A-I-G-H-T. It's in the heart of Settegast. It is 6705 Height Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. We have Sunday morning service beginning at 8 promptly. On time, Pastor, that's Pastor C.R. Miles, Senior Pastor. He is stickler about being on time. And then, well, we're not having Bible study no more this year, but our Bible study begins at 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. And I believe that's the next Wednesday in January where we'll start back having Bible study. And I think the only thing that we have for the rest of the year, I know a couple of organizations that are going to feed the hungry here on, I don't know if you guys know where the multi-purpose center on Spalding, which is over there by Tidwell Park. That'd be December the 29th. If you guys want to come out, there's some elders over there. Like I said, I am a person that loves children and I love the elderly, you know. And the reason why I said that, Apostle, because they are, to me, it's just the way I think. They are the closest thing for me when it comes to God, because some of them are coming in the world and the others are leaving. That's just the way I think. Okay, I don't want to project that on anybody else, but you know, these babies, they are so spiritual, and we don't give them the privilege to really talk to us when clearly it says in the Bible, out of mouth of babes. So that's all we have for this year at Height Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay, remember, if you guys want to connect with Lady Miles, feel free to let me know at World Gospel Connection on Facebook, or you can text me at 346-419-2529 and say, Apostle, I would like to connect with the woman of God. Remember, it's not about me. It's not about her, but it is about glorifying God, letting someone know that God still loves them in spite of what's going on. Like I said this morning, she came back and said exactly the same thing I said. Just smile and say good morning to somebody. You have no idea what they've been through, and that could brighten their day. That's what I mean about being connected with like-minded people. She wasn't on yet when I said that. And God is so amazing that he will come back and say the exact same thing that she said to remind you who he is. See, it's not nothing to do with us. It's all about glorifying the word of God. Thank you again for always saying a yes when I call, because that means a lot to me.
And
people,
you
can call
on me. Amen.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, I know what's in you, but I'm not going to put you on blast. I'm going to leave that alone for another time. But
I'm still under construction now. God, I have to say, Denise, now you know better, Denise, you know. I'm just saying, now, I don't want people to feel like I got it all together, because there are some people that feel like they don't have a voice to pray, when all you have to do is say, Lord, have mercy, because before the tire came into my windshield, that's all I could say is, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
And look, God is amazing.
That prayer saved my life. Yes.
Jesus, thank you again for always being obedient and doing what thus says the Lord at all times.
Thank you.
I want to give you guys three keys. First, get you a Bible, whether it's King James or NIV. Get you a Bible. This is necessary in this season. Two, find your church home, whether you go online or you go visit. You heard Lady Miles, their services at 8 a.m. promptly every Sunday. At 6705 Haight Street, H-A-I-G-H-T Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. And ours is at 1130 at the same place. So you can get an 8 o'clock service or 1130 service. Both are powerful. Three, make sure you're under a man or woman of God that's preaching and teaching the same thing. Now, if they're not preaching and teaching the same thing, you might need to do a self-check and clean your ears out, sweetheart, because that's not where you need to be. Those three keys. Get your Bible, find your church home, and make sure the man or woman of God is preaching and teaching the same thing. You can come to 6705 Haight Street, Houston, Texas, 77028 with the Abba House International at 1130, or Haight Missionary Baptist Church at 8. Again, if you want to connect, please let me know. It's not about me. It's all about glorifying God and letting you know that God can save you. They say do the sinner's prayer, but we say the overcomer scripture. Romans 10:9, it says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to know all 66 books of the Bible. Excuse me. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to be on no strong prayer. You don't have to go to God just as you are and lift your hands and say, Father, I'm ready. We all rode the fence before. We've all failed. We've all backslid. But just remember, a just man falls 7 times. He got right back up. Get back up, man or woman of God, and dust yourself off. because God is right there with you. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. Absolutely not. The enemy's mad. But know this, God is in full control. He wants that yes from your heart. Once your heart and your mind connect, you're unstoppable. But I tell you this, keep your helmet of salvation on at all times, because that's the first thing that the enemy will attack is your mind. Remember, spiritual warfare is real. It's so real. And the enemy knows what you like, and he knows what to push to make you mad. Get up under someone that will help you get in the right position that you need to be in. You might not be a pastor. You might not be an apostle. You might not be a minister. Your smile might do it right there. Your hug might embrace somebody to let them know they still got another chance. Suicide is real. People are taking their lives from young to old. Time is winding down. If you don't know it, please, please listen to me and try it. There's no certain way you have to go to our Father. Just go to him like I'm talking to you and know that he loves you and will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there with you. You're a child of a king. Hold your head up. Adjust your crown. Sharpen your armor up. And let's get ready to fight. You see, I'm a generation breaker. I can talk about Kashima. Apostle Kashima. K. Don't get it twisted. I'm still K. I'm still Kashima. But I'm a different Kashima. I'm the way God wants me to be now, not the way I wanted to be back then. You can't judge me. Yeah, I used to kick in those. I used to fight. Yeah, that's me. But I love how God changed me to do his will. So I'm going to talk here. I'm talking about me. So you say, save and sit in the church. I'm going to have to tell you the truth, because my testimony can save someone's life. And that's what I'm here for, to do whatever I can to help you or anybody else to get in a position to know that they can keep going. Remember, we are here Monday for Man Up Monday, where Chief Apostle have a word from the Lord just for you. 2023 is since the end. If you don't have a relationship with God, call me. You want some blessed oil? Come to the church at 11:30. You can get it, and you're going to get prayer as well. Like she said, one body, one mind. We could be unstoppable. We're stronger together. Stop trying to stab somebody in the back. Stop back talking about people, especially the ones that have been there for you. But listen to me well. God hears and sees all. You have to answer to him when you get in front of him. Either it's going to be job well done, my good and faithful servant, or depart from me, I do not know thee. You choose. But know that you are loved, and we are here if you need us. If you didn't listen to anything today, listen to the woman of God, what she said. Do a self-check. It's needed in this season. God is calling them home all ages, not just old anymore. Young and old and in between. If you don't do anything else, remember this. God loves you, and he's always right there with you. I hope you was blessed on today. The link is on my page, Kashima Douglas, as well as Worldwide Gospel Connection. Connect with us, and let's put our shoes on, put these stilettos on, and step on the enemy's head. Remember, you are loved. Have a beautiful and wonderful day.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, just one. in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. Thank you. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you.
Come on, say it. You reign on the throne.
You reign on the throne, for you are God.
Yes, sir.